Yeah, Yes, an audio serial, written and read by Daniel Cottier. This story contains adult themes, coarse language, themes of suicide and self-harm. If the contents of this story are triggering for you or anyone you know, I ask you to please call Lifeline on 131114. If you are listening outside Australia, you can find contact numbers for mental health support services on our social media pages. These are found at Yeah Yes Audio Serial on Facebook and Instagram, and Yeah Yes Serial on Twitter. Chapter 28, Monday, 9th of October, 2017. Oh God, it's him. Julian McClymont, number one in real estate. Finn organised the viewing. I had no idea it would be him. Shit. Maybe he won't remember me. Surely some other drunk homosexual has had a meltdown and vomited on his car. Also, I think the apartment was more to blame for the vomit than the hangover was. He bares his teeth at us both. It's what I'd call a hospitality smile. Please, come in. Can I get your name? I hide my face as best I can. Finn Rosenthal. Great, you're on the list. Welcome in. Take a look and let me know if you have any questions. Julian turns his fake smile on the next couple. Knowing the property is in his shoddy hands makes me anxious, but this offering is much better than the last one. It's still on the shabby side, but it's livable. As Finn walks down the hallway, it doesn't seem to be spawning new life. It's a small, old house with peeling wallpaper and a few cobwebs in the corners. But the floorboards are still shiny and the shower and toilet are separate entities. It was clearly someone's pride and joy once, but has crumbled a little, left to its own devices. The ceilings have those flowery patterns on them, surrounding the hanging light globes. Finn heads into the master bedroom and opens the built-in wardrobe. Good cupboards. I nod at him. I don't want to say anything in case my voice gives me away. Finn narrows his eyes at me and looks out at Julian. Do you know him? He mouths at me. I nod. Finn looks at him again, then makes a circle with his right hand and pokes his left index finger through it. Did you fuck him? No, oh, revolting. I mime sticking my fingers in my mouth. Finn nods. We'll circle back to this later. We go into the next room. It's smaller and there isn't a cupboard, but the window is large and catches the afternoon sun beautifully. It's spacious enough to get a little wardrobe from IKEA or Kmart. I really like it, but I lose my real estate enthusiasm when I think of my last day in my last place. This is the 15th viewing Finn and I have been out on and the first contender. We slip out the side door to the back garden. There's a small entertaining area and an old brick barbecue that has been overrun by the garden. Imagining it clipped back and contained, it would be really nice. We both jump as we hear a voice behind us.
Any thoughts?
Julian's teeth have never been more visible. Finn turns calmly while I pretend to be fascinated by the growth. What was the rent on it?
$520 a week.
Do you think the owners will take $500? The teeth disappear as the face pinches into a pained expression.
I don't think so.
Finn squares his masculine jaw. Really? Isn't $500 a week better than 2 months unoccupied? The teeth re-emerge, but the lip quivers slightly above them and a touch of venom comes into the realtor's eyes.
Let me check.
Brilliant. Finn shakes his hand. Thanks so much. We just apply online?
Yep.
Julian offers me his hand and I shake it without making eye contact. We walk back down the hallway and I look at Finn, dressed in a tight white t-shirt with a denim jacket over the top. I'm impressed. I never would have asked for a rent reduction. Is that a hot person privilege thing? We leave the house and walk up the little hill towards the train station. When we're safely away, Finn asks,
What's the story there?
I look down at my feet. Do I tell him? If I'm going to live with him, I should. Kelly says share your shame story only with people who deserve to hear it, and I feel like he falls into that category. I test the waters. I went to see a place because I was getting evicted from my last one. He doesn't look too spooked, a good sign. And the place he showed was absolutely disgusting. And I was pretty hungover and very in shame, and I stormed out of the viewing. Finn looks over at me. I wouldn't have pictured you as a dramatic drunk. My lips purse. I had my moments. Why were you evicted? My lips purse so hard, they disappear. I was way behind on rent because I'd lost my job. Finn nods. You've got two now, right? Yes. Then you're fine. He gives me a smile with those beautiful teeth. He's really fucking handsome. A lady with a pram passes us and I fall behind him. Today he's worn skinny jeans and his ass looks incredible. I take that sweet blossom of arousal, say a quick prayer for it, and bury it deep, deep down. What did you think of that place? I ask.
I loved it.
I smile. Me too. My chest blazes with shame and fear, but I work toward my full potential. Should we apply? Let's do it. We go into a cafe and Finn whips out his laptop. It's facing him, but as he types his password, I hear a slap, a moan, and an, oh, fuck me, daddy. He goes bright red and hits the mute button. Yeah Yes is written, read, produced, and directed by Daniel Cotier. Music, editing, and sound engineering is by Nathan Barraclough. If you have any queries or concerns, you can contact us at yeahyesaudioserial@gmail.com. Tune in next week for the continuing adventures of Banjo Mitchell. Thanks for listening.